It would not be the first time. Our good Robert has practised at closing his eyes to things he would rather not see. Ned had no reply for that. The face of the butcher's boy swam up before his eyes, cloven almost in two, and afterward the king had said not a word. His head was pounding. Littlefinger sauntered over to the table, wrenched the knife from the wood. "The accusation is treason either way. Accuse the king, and you will dance with Ilion Payne before the words are out of your mouth. The queen, if you can find proof, and if you can make Robert listen, then perhaps—" "We have proof," Ned said. "We have the dagger." "This," Littlefinger flipped the knife casually end over end, "a sweet piece of steel, but it cuts two ways, my lord. The imp will no doubt swear the blade was lost or stolen while he was at Winterfell. And with this hireling dead, who is there to give him the lie?" He tossed the knife lightly to Ned. "My counsel is to drop that in the river and forget it was ever forged." Ned regarded him coldly. "Lord Baelish, I am a Stark of Winterfell. My son lies crippled, perhaps dying. He would be dead, and Catelyn with him, but for a wolf pup we found in the snow. If you truly believe I could forget that, you are as big a fool now as when you took up sword against my brother."